Good morning. 8:20 a.m. on Monday, August the 8th, 2016. Yeah, I'm out. I'm a bit late this morning. I did sleep in a bit. Not a lot, but a bit. I've had a cup of coffee. I haven't had food. I'm anxious for food. So I did get Milk Run, the edits that I wanted into Milk Run. I restructured the ending just slightly. I like the ending. It's a typical ending in that it ends, you run up to the edge of the cliff and jump off. Except there's no cliff. There's a lot of things that are left unresolved for later works, but there's no cliff. There will be people who complain that I didn't tell enough of the story. But like the shares, where each new pay raise gave him a challenge to face Natalia's mission, Milk Run was over. So story ended. I'm not going to make any apologies for it. I did go through and check the timings. A couple of people complained about these numbers don't add up. So I went through and made an hour-by-hour calendar for things like getting underway, for things like the one was arriving at Dark Knight. Yeah, that was off by it was off by 1 day and 4 hours. So I adjusted that. It's actually shorter. I was long by a day. So it's actually shorter now than I had before. But it's the right time given content. So pretty short, right? Anyway. So after being up rather late last night putting together, getting a basic format thrown on it so that I could send it off for Lurbe to read. I'm expecting a pretty low-key day. I've got a couple of errands I need to run. I've got a couple of things I want to do. I desperately need a shower, and I need to change the shirt. I don't know what I ate or drank, but it all didn't go in my mouth. Maybe these stains down the front of the shirt. I don't know if it's coffee that dripped off my mustache or what the hell story is, but the fact that I have been wearing this shirt for a week is probably a sign that you should change your clothes. Today is Monday. It's a good day to change my clothes. I wanted to get the walk in and the sweaty shirt, and then I'll go maybe go home, take a shower, put on some clean clothes. So yeah, I'm pleased. I'm actually thinking about the story, thinking about the changes that I put into it. I think I've addressed all of the story structure issues. There's always going to be typos, but I think I've addressed the story structure issues. And in doing so, I've made the story... I think I've made the story stronger. I like it. I like it a lot better. For Suicide Run, I've got to resolve some of this stuff, because there's things happening in this book that don't show up later in Ishmael's world. I need to address that so that things come to a close before we meet up with him again in Captain's Share. This book, Milk Run, is between Double and Captain. It's in the 20 years between, or the 15, whatever it is. Between Double and Captain. It's a lovely morning. It's there's a little bit of a breeze. It's 70-ish degrees. When I go around this corner into the sun, it's probably going to be broiling. But it's only going to get hotter as the day goes along. It's going to be another hot day. Hot day. I'm hoping when I get down closer to the other end, I'll get the breeze. I see trees riffling in the breeze down a little bit further, so. Yeah, this is gonna be hot. Post. Oh, fuck me. I should know better than to accept those phone calls. Unknown number from California. No, 8:20. Oh no, that can't be right. 8:32. not supposed to call until at least 9 a.m. But because it's California, it's only 7:30 there, you would think they'd have robocalls smart enough to know what time it is, but time zone they're calling. Ah, well. We do what we do, we punt on the rest. It's not like I've got a whole lot to say. I'm kind of drained out a little bit, having gotten to the end of that book again, and liking it. I need to get the cover in shape. I've got a couple of weeks before that's going to be an issue, but I've got to get the cover in shape. Get the pieces put correctly onto the end of the file, so that when it comes time, all I have to do is generate the cover, pop it in. Oh, there's the breeze. Oh, look, I feel that. Ooh. It's gonna whistle through the microphone or not, but I don't care. It feels wonderful. It's gonna be a hot one. So, I logged into the Tekkit server for a few minutes yesterday and went through and made space for all the resources that are being collected. A little bit astonishing how fast, given that, you know, it's only picking up a block every, well, it's picking up 12 blocks a minute, so almost 1,000 blocks in an hour, 24 hours a day, 24,000 blocks. Some of them yielding quite big numbers. I started a new Infinity server because the chunk loading really only matters when you're on a server. It doesn't matter, because when you exit the game in a single player, the game stops. It doesn't. There's nothing there. And I started. My wife and I both watch this guy named Nemsun, N-E-M-S-U-N, and he has lots of. He does a lot of funny things. He's Brit. His accent is always fun. He has trouble with pronunciation. He has trouble with reading. The one he has trouble with is the one we've been laughing about lately is conduit, which he pronounces conduct. way here. But he's been playing, he plays a lot of different things. He plays a lot of different mods. I've actually followed him into a couple of the mods because they looked like fun. They were very different. And playing on the Tekkit server, I got used to not having the overpowered weaponry that the Affinity Evolved has. So Avant 3 has almost none of the mods that I'm used to. It's got a couple. It's got Tinker's Construct, but it's a highly curtailed Tinker's Construct. It doesn't have a lot of the tools that I'm used to. It doesn't have a lot of the weapons I'm used to. It doesn't have a lot of the materials I'm used to. So it's an exercise in, okay, well, this is what I need to accomplish. How can I accomplish it with what I have? And so I've been sort of following along with him and watching what he does. I've learned a lot about mods that I've had available to me and just never knew what to do with. So that's kind of cool. But there's no server. There's no server version of it at the moment. There are a group of people who have a server running, which is what he's playing on. But I haven't figured out exactly how to make a single player play like a server. Oh, it's also 1.10 Minecraft. So this is a level of Minecraft I have not played. I think the last vanilla Minecraft I played was 1.8. And since then, 1.9 and 1.10, I think 1.11 is due. And they're already playtesting 1.12. So, yeah. After months of not putting out a new update, they've been bopping new updates in pretty regularly. Part of it is I don't really like it because it's different. I'm not sure it's actually improved the gameplay, but that could be just because it's different. At any rate, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And after I stitch these files together, I'll get this posted. But in the meantime, see, I said, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.